Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it, most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. Deji Bulgogi is made from grilled pork marinated in a mixture of chicken, beef, pork, vegetables, garlic, ginger and a little salt and pepper. It is a must-have when you are in the country and is one of the most popular dishes in South Korea and the world. The chicken skewers are often available at food stalls and there are many different types of them in different sizes and shapes. Twigum is a Korean-style tempura that can be prepared with a variety of deep-fried vegetables. Bibim Naengmyeon is a dish of spicy noodles topped with cucumber, cabbage and hard-boiled eggs. This dish is made in a rich and spicy broth with pieces of pork and is known as a Korean hangover stew. This is simply delicious and makes it easy to add South Korean food to your bucket list and make sure you add it. Tteokbokki is a spicy rice cake sold at street stalls across the country. Nokjujan is considered a classic holiday dish in South Korea, but is also baked and baked in winter and is often seen in Seoul on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. The most famous is the Korean dish, known for being prepared with mung bean spuds, a side dish called sukju namul or suzikjan amul. The beans are called bean cabbage, as they are found in many Asian dishes, and are used to accompany other beans, such as kimchi. Gimbap is often referred to as South Korea's version of Japan's sushi, but the rolls are freshly available and the meat and vegetable fillings are completely wrapped in seaweed kim. Korean street food that makes your mouth watery and stimulating, it is one of the most popular street food in the country and a staple in many restaurants. This beauty is fried and served with a vinaigrette or dip sauce to enhance it with every meal. Korean street food is made from boiled or steamed beef or pork casings filled with pork blood and glass noodles. The version I ate at Seoul's Gwangjang Market was filled with guts filled with sticky rice and perfectly steamed pork blood. Eating Korean pancakes reminds me of a short meal of Sri Lankan cuisine, but it's so much more delicious. There are some popular street food in South Korea that are not so popular with tourists or locals, but I am a fan. Nakji Bokkeum is a popular street food in Seoul made from pork chops, chicken, pork belly and pork belly. Korean street food is not for everyone. I love them all, so I'm sure there are fans of everyone. Tteokbokki is made from a soft cylindrical rice cake mixed with fish pie and drizzled with ganjang sauce or gochujang-based sauces. It is stirred, fried in a marinade of kimchi, soy sauce, sesame oil, garlic, ginger and ginger juice and mixed with fried chicken and is its own street food. It is a sweet, crispy, doughy snack filled with sweet and crispy rice cakes with a rich, sweet sauce and a crispy, salty, spicy flavor. Korean food I was exposed to in my childhood, but my experience was limited to the most popular Korean dishes. The first time I ate South Korean food in Seoul was a turning point for me. Turkish food, I didn't know how it became popular in Korea, and I'm glad I did. Seoul has many ice cream stalls and you can even find it in some of South Korea's most popular restaurants. Before my trip to Korea, I only knew about bulgogi, galbi, jap and chae, but if you have ever read hash about South Korea, you know what the country looks like. The list of street food ranges from sweet bingsu to savory dishes like tteokbokki, but Seoul's myeongdong and myeongdong are popular Korean street food destinations. In the past there were street vendors throughout the city, today they are only in designated areas. One of the most famous Korean dishes is kimchi, made from pickled cabbage and chili, but there are also more unusual dishes that are just as delicious. You can taste something that is a combination of different cabbages, chilies and other spices, all eaten together in different dishes. These dishes are not only baked, but can also be tasted in a variety of ways, whether as an appetizer, side dish or as part of a meal. It literally means mixed rice and refers to warm white rice topped with seasoned vegetables. South Korea has several types of bibimbap, with kimchi, chilies, kabocha being the most popular. The most commonly used variant is made with napa cabbage and fermented with red chili flakes. The version I ate above comes from Seoul's New Valley restaurant, which specializes in pork bulgogi, known as dwaeji bulgogi. From the appearance one might think it was a new creation, but records show that there was an earlier form in Joseon. For Thai meat lovers, daejeez is one of the dishes I couldn't get enough of, and I highly recommend it. This has been List of Recipes by Country, Episode 8. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.